We are on the record.
Good afternoon. Today is June 17th, 2025. It's approximately 2 p.m. and we're here under case number 125-0105. The appellant is Kayla Goodman. Am I pronouncing your name correctly, ma'am? I'm going to ask each party who's here to please state and spell their name for the record, starting with Ms. Goodman. And you are muted.
Thank you. Kayla, K-A-L-A, Goodman, G-O-O-D-M-A-N.
Thank you. And the person, well, there was somebody here with a name Rabalon. Oh, it looks like they're still here.
That's me, Raina Bolton, R-A-Y-N-A-B-O-L-T-O-N.
And you're employed with the city?
Yes.
And are you a park and code enforcement officer?
I am, yes.
Thank you. This hearing is being held in the Zoom teleconference platform and is being recorded by audio only. The recording will be uploaded to the city's website for those who wish to hear it at a later time. Ms. Goodman, did you have an opportunity to read your statement of rights about the hearing?
Yes, I did.
And do you have any questions about your rights for the hearing?
No, I do not.
Thank you. Again, my name is Hearings Officer Nancy Hockman. I'm a neutral decision maker. I'm a city employee, but I do not work for parking enforcement or the Bureau of Transportation. The hearings officers are charged with independently reviewing the decisions of city employees to make sure that they comply with the city code. My role is to review the evidence, which includes relevant documents and oral testimony, in order to decide the case. And my authority is limited. The only decision I can make is whether or not the tow is valid. The rules that govern the hearing require that I find a tow valid if all the procedural and notice requirements were met and the person ordering the tow followed all the relevant rules and procedures. And please note that the appeal of a ticket or citation must be done through the court and not in this hearing. This is an administrative hearing. It's not as formal as circuit court. We don't use the rules of evidence. And the decision is made by what's called a preponderance of the evidence, which means the person has to prove their case by slightly over 50%. Each side will have the opportunity to give sworn testimony, and you'll have the opportunity to ask questions of the other side. I'm going to go through the exhibits. We have exhibits 1 through 16. And Ms. Goodman, do you have any objection to me using any of those exhibits in making my decision?
No.
And Officer Bolton, do you have any objection to me using those exhibits?
No.
Those exhibits are admitted into the record. And now I'll have you each raise your right hand to be sworn in. Do you solemnly swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give will be the whole truth? Starting with the appellant, Ms. Guzman, if you agree, please say so.
I do. I agree.
Thank you. And Officer Walton?
I do.
Thank you. Okay, we'll start with the appellant. Please tell me why you think the parking enforcement officer did not follow the rules when they ordered the tow of your vehicle, or why the tow was otherwise invalid.
I've been a resident of a neighborhood in Zone M parking. I've lived in the same place for 8 years, I believe. In those 8 years, obviously, there's been lots of changes in building and construction. And right now, there's a lot of construction going on around our building. So parking in itself is very tricky and challenging. And I knew I was going to be out of town, so I was extra careful with where I parked and made sure that it was away from construction and that it was just a regular Zone M spot. I'm a Zone M neighborhood parking, have a neighborhood parking pass, whatever it was called, for Zone M parking. Typically, it seems like and they put up those signs in our neighborhood, they usually put them up like a week ahead of time to say that you can't park in this space or whatever, so that people can, you know, obviously not have what happened to me with getting towed. And I felt like I've never seen something where like it went up after I left and my car was gone before I got home. And I just felt like ample time wasn't given to where I wouldn't have chosen to park there, obviously, if I knew that, you know, 24 hours or whatever later that a sign was going to go up and it was going to be a tow-away zone. I did read the things that were added to the discovery, and I've never heard of or seen that rule that you only have to give 24 hours notice with those signs. Like I said, typically they give like a week notice about those, you know, hooded meters, you can't park here. And also I've never seen with the Zone M, the neighborhood permits, that you are supposed to move your car every single day. I've never seen that before, and I know my neighbors don't do that either. So that was a surprise to me, and something that, you know, I just learned from reading those attached documents that were added in the discovery. So yeah, I guess, you know, it was, the sign was posted after I had parked. I was out of town. By the time I got back, not only had my car been towed, but it had been impounded for like 3 days. And so it accrued, you know, additional fees because of that as well. So.
Thank you. And Officer Bolton, do you have any questions for the appellant?
I don't really, no. I submitted my statement.
Okay, so we'll go to your testimony.
Yeah, so I was dispatched to respond to a reserve zone request. When I arrived, there was a moving truck on site that was trying to park in that spot. So I checked the time. I was told the time that was the sign was installed was 6:27 of June 28th, so more than 24 hours notice. I mean, I empathize totally with, you know, the frustration in parking and situations like that. But, I mean, just unfortunately, the city code states that, you know, there has to be 24 hours. Essentially, you know, there was more than 24 hours notice there because it was installed in the city code saying as long as it's in place at 1:30 p.m. the prior day, it's a legitimate tow. Like I said, I totally empathize with your situation there, but that's what we have to go by. So when I was summoned there to look at it, you know, reviewed all that and saw that, yeah, it's a valid tow from that perspective, from my perspective, enforcing the city's rules.
Thank you. And Ms. Goodman, do you have any questions for Officer Bolton?
I don't know. And I, you know, totally agree and understand that now I know, unfortunately, about the only 24-hour notice of those signs in my mind based on, you know, when they've been posted in my neighborhood over the last 7-8 years that I've lived there. There's always been more notice than 24 hours. So now I guess I know that 24 hours is you know, all that they have to give. And yeah, I was not aware of that rule. And now, honestly, I'm worried about going out of town and needing to park my car elsewhere now because I wasn't aware of that rule. So.
Thank you. Okay. Thank you both for coming in today. I'm going to end the hearing here, and I'm not going to be making a decision on the record. I will send you a written decision. And if you think my decision's wrong, you have the right to appeal to the Multnomah County Circuit Court, and information about that will be included in my decision. So thank you both again, and this will end the hearing.